fruit basically.
Yeah, okay, but this, but what do you call this?
Spigot.
Okay.
And if you had a hard freeze some night, the pipe, the water pipe might what?
Bust.
Okay. And a large container for a meal or flour.
We used to have, we don't have them anymore. We don't use them anymore. We used to have a container for the meal, and one for the flour, and one for the coffee.
Yeah. And this is a great big thing, though, that you might see in a store. Beer, for instance.
Oh.
Shipped in that. Pickles. You used to put pickles in that, too.
Pickle barrel?
Right. And how about the things that held the staves in place? There's one on the top and one on the bottom.
Staves.
Yeah, you know the staves, the barrel staves?
Well, hooks.
Yeah.
Hooks.
Sure.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah,
the hooks hold it together. Yeah.
All right. Now, how about if you're pouring something from a large container into a smaller one, say sugar, you might use something shaped kind of like this. Pour it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or liquid.
You have a scoop.
Yeah. You scoop it up and then you pour it through.
That's
or
right.
What?
You pour it right into the container that you're containing from one to the other.
Yeah.
You just pour it out and just get that scoop full and then just put it over where you take it.
Well, now I'm thinking something that's shaped like this. Something shaped like this.
Oh, a funnel.
Yeah.
That's a funnel.
Right. And something you might use to crack over a horse to make it move.
A whip.
All right. And now we talked about, do you ever use the term poke as a unit of measure? Poke of something as a quantity?
Yeah, you say a poke up in Illinois, they laugh at you.
Yeah. How big is a poke in terms of
there's different sizes. There's all kinds. There's all sizes of pokes. Going up to the grocery.
Yeah. A little or small. How would you describe the difference between a large one and a small one?
Well, you just say, I want a smaller poke.
Okay.
Something like that.
And what are they made of?
They're made of paper.
All right. How about one made of cloth?
They don't have them anymore.
No, but they used to use them for, fertilizer and come in at 100 pounds.
Yeah, they still do. They don't use much of them anymore.
Would you call that a poke?
Yeah, they call it a bag.
Okay.
They call it a bag of fertilizer.
Right.
Most of them are used double strength paper, heavy paper.
Yeah.
And they got two or three layers that they put fertilizer and stuff like that in now. They don't hardly, you don't ever see a
plastic bag.
Yeah, a lot of them plastic bags.
Yeah. But I was thinking, how about those that are made of that rough, kind of a rough cloth?
Something about the, what do you call it, toe sack?
Toe sack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we used to use lots of toe sack.
Right. Now that, well, put in those?
Corn, oats, wheat.
Okay. How about the quantity of corn or meal or wood or water that you could, let's say, or the quantity of corn that you could take to the mill at one time?
We always took a bushel.
Okay. And how about the amount of wood you could carry in your arm? Like, you have a what of wood?
Firewood.
A what?
Firewood.
Firewood?
The firewood, but the amount. I mean, say I'm carrying.
Oh, just load.
Okay.
We didn't call it a load.
All right. And did you ever have a name for a half load or a partial load?
No, we just got
okay. Did you ever use the term with corn for or meal for a turn of meal or a turn of flour or a turn of corn?
Yeah, they used to use that term.
How much is a turn?
I don't know. They used that back before I was big enough to know much about that.
Okay. When a woman goes out to the yard to hang up the clothes after she's washed them, you say she carries them out in the
basket or container,
right? And now something like a barrel, only smaller.